Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you, chose that you should exist, chose you, consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life.
right here on Blog Talk Radio. Excuse me. I'm your host, Gary. Revolutionary Life is here on Blog Talk every weekday night from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We may cover a lot of subjects, but they always will be subjects that affect our lives every day. And we will address those subjects from a revolutionary point of view. Unlike most outlets, we will address revolutions that change, right? And so things are changing all the time. A revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse. Right? So we know when to duck. If you ain't timing things, if you ain't on time and in time, if you don't synchronize with the change, it's going to slap you upside the head and take you under like a wave. We don't tend to be taken under or left behind. We intend to ride that wave. We can't stop the wave. Change is inevitable. Change, one thing in this universe is constant. What's that? You know it. Change. It's just changing as we speak. If you ain't on top of that change, then you behind the change. You're doing shit the way you did it yesterday or the day before, 10 years ago. Well, it ain't the same, guys. Nothing's the same. If you're doing shit the same way you used to do it, then you're doing it wrong, probably. You're behind the times. Times are changing. And revolutionists just change. It's the reactionary who tries to hold back change. That's a futile effort. That doesn't work in the long run. It just slows change up, maybe, if you're good enough. If you can convince enough people to hang back with you. But change is coming. It's always coming. It comes in waves, like the ocean, like the air, like electromagnetic waves, like electricity. Everything comes in waves, baby. And as this change rolls in, I just hope you're ready. You know, like a surfer, if you're a surfer, you time the wave. You count down. You know when it's going to peak. And you know when it's going to drop. And you catch it right on time. Because you on time. You synchronize. So you go 1, 2, 3, boom. And you on that wave. And it's taking you where you want to go. It's going where it wants to go. You can't stop that. But you're using it. You're riding it. The guy who didn't look up in time got slapped by that wave and taken under. Don't be that guy. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse. Tonight, guys, we're continuing a segment that we've been doing on the illusion. We call it the illusion. You know, that some people say we're living in a simulation. We're living in a matrix. We're living in an illusion, a hologram, some folks say. You know what I mean? And so a lot of illusions that ain't about technology. It ain't about holograms. It's about a world that you've been sold and told since you were a child. All of us, since we were kids, people have been telling us what to think and what to believe. Parents. My parents got me up and combed my hair and dressed me up and greased me up and put some change in my hand and took me to church every Sunday. I didn't have no choice in the matter. Ever since you were a child, people been telling you what to think. Not just parents, preachers, teachers, your teachers, TV series that you used to watch every day. That you watch every day, and you mean tell me it don't have an effect on you, and you watch it every day, every week, or whatever, you following it, quote unquote. Yeah, it does. You know, the subconscious mind loves repetition. It looks for patterns, and you've created one if you watch it every day. I'm sorry. That's the way the mind works. If it sees something repeatedly, it creates a pattern in the mind to even expect it, actually. If you miss one week without it, I remember when I was a kid, women loved soap operas, and they didn't want to miss their soap opera. And they would make sure they got home in time enough to catch the next episode. It was a repetition. They got together and watched their soap. They binged on soap operas, right? And so, if I said, you know, they programming y'all with these soap operas, telling you what to wear, how to behave, all that good shit. All the things you see on a TV, even down to the clothes. Just wait till the show goes off. Once the show ends, they will roll the credits. And all you got to do is read the credits. You'll find that the cars they drove in that video or whatever, in that movie, were provided by a certain company that wanted their car seen in that movie. You'll find that the clothes that they're wearing in that movie or that TV series or show, that the clothes they are wearing, they'll see. Just watch the credits when it goes off, sponsored by. And so you will see that the whole thing is set up to sell you not just clothes and cars, not just furniture, the furniture in the house that you see. If it's nice, you know, no matter what, if it's period furniture or if you're watching a movie in a nice home or whatever, the shit that you see in that house, watch the credits, settings provided by, interior settings provided by. You're going to see all of that. It's a commercial. It's not a movie. It's not a TV show. It's a goddamn commercial. But you didn't go there to buy clothes. You went there to watch a movie. You're just going to see clothes. You're going to see them cars. That's how these folks get paid, by eyes. It's just like your internet and your social media, your Facebook and the like. They get advertisers by how many eyes they get. So if you're on YouTube or whatever, you're looking for how many people listen, tune in. How many listeners do they have? How many likes do they have and all that good stuff. And so they need eyes. Commercials need eyes. Those who are looking to sell stuff need you to see their stuff and hear about their stuff. And they can buy commercials, like when the TV goes, you know, when they take a break for a commercial. Or they can put, check this out. And back in the old days, there were certain famous actors that some of us may remember, some of us may just heard of, famous male and female actors. And they would talk about the period in which they became great stars and some of the movies and all that. And they would tell stories about how they didn't smoke cigarettes. Now, back in my day, guys, cigarette commercials were on TV every day. All day. They played everybody. They had special cigarettes for women. You come a long way, baby, to get where you got to today, was one of the songs on the cigarette commercial. Another one, I'd rather fight than switch. Man, we had cigarette commercial, the Marlboro Man. This guy's in the country riding his horse, smoking a cigarette. The tobacco company was working our ass, working us. And we were buying cigarettes left and right. Now you don't see a tobacco. Why is that, guys? Anybody can tell me? Why is it we don't see cigarette commercials on TV? There are generations of y'all out there who've never seen the Marlboro Man, who've never seen a cigarette commercial. Young generations. And there's some old generations out there who don't remember when prescription drugs could be advertised to people on TV. Oh, yeah. We learned about different cough medicines and aspirin, like bear aspirin, that kind of thing. But prescription drugs, the kind of shit that doctors give you a prescription to go get, no such thing. You couldn't advertise prescription drugs. Now, doctors are telling me that they have patients coming in telling them what they want because they saw some commercial. I like to try, they come in and tell the doctor, I like to try that, what's his name? I saw on the commercial the other night. That's a flip for the doctor. The doctor is used to prescribing to the patient. Now they got patients coming in telling the doctor what they want. Check that out. That's how good the pharmaceutical companies, that's how good commercials, that's how good advertising, that's how well advertising knows your mind and plays with you. That's the illusion. The illusion ain't mystical. The illusion ain't electronic in the sense that there's some kind of MK Ultra government program or something. No, no, no. The illusion is right there in your face and you ate it. You couldn't help it. Ain't your fault. You bought it. Bought in or sold out. Somehow or another, you, it's part of you now. It's part of us now. I'm sorry. I can repeat commercials that I heard when I was a kid that you won't ever see on TV again. These are cigarette commercials I just got to repeating. Jingles that I just gave you. Some of y'all never seen a cigarette commercial on TV. Well, you got actors from back in the day who said they didn't smoke, but the movie required them, the producers required them to smoke. And so you would see actors with cigarettes and cigars or whatever in their mouths who didn't smoke in real life. But a tobacco company was sponsoring that movie. And they'd like for their brand of cigarettes, that pack, their pack of cigarettes to be shown on film. And they'd like for a star, a celebrity, to be smoking their brand. How much you think a company would pay for that kind of advertising? And when you flock to the movie to see Marilyn Monroe or somebody, whoever, your favorite John Wayne or whatever it was, your favorite star in this great movie, they were selling you shit. Not straight to you, not verbally to you. They was, but if you saw it, you got it. It's yours. And they just wanted you to see this style of clothes, this new style, this new car, this new, all that shit. All of that. It's just commercials. Commercialization of TV. And of movies. So people been telling you what to think since you were a child. So it's hard to believe you ever had an original thought, to tell the truth. Tonight, guys, we're talking about another illusion. And it's not a mystical one, again. It's not one being generated by some great government program, secret program or some shit, is right out there in the open. That illusion you live under every day is right out there in the open. So if you check this out, all of my shows are archived. That is to say, if you're looking at my site, if you scroll down, you will see a section called On Demand. And there are several of these the illusions sections that I do called The Illusion. And you can go back through some of those as I point out other illusions that we accept and pass on to our kids and shit every day, all day. It ain't your fault once you know what happened to you. All I can do is tell you what happened to you. I got some other stuff where I tell you just who you are and how powerful, fucking powerful you are. But you won't believe me. You'll call me a liar. So So I decided what I'd do in these presentations is just show you what's going on, what's happening, what they've been doing, what they do to us. And I'll let you figure out. Then one day you might see, you might be able to step away from the matrix a minute to exercise your true power, the one you've been limited by. Tonight, the illusion is past and future, two time frames on a linear timeline, the past, the ancient past, the future, the distant future. Now, I don't know if you guys heard my presentation on time, T-I-M-E, tiempo. I was saying, I spoke about the word tomorrow. And I said that there are cultures to this day who don't have a word in their language for tomorrow. They don't believe there is such a thing. You do. Okay, well, who right, who wrong? I don't know, but they told me this joke. A restaurant owner puts a sign outside his restaurant and say, free lunch tomorrow. People would go home and not even eat so they can go get their free lunch the next day. And they show up at the restaurant the next day. They go in and say, we're here for our free lunch. And the owner said, did you see the sign outside? They said, yeah. Well, what does it say? Does it say free lunch today? And they look at the sign and say, no, it says free lunch tomorrow. Say, well, I'll see you tomorrow. And so they go home and they come back the next day. And they say, we come and get our free lunch. He says, well, ain't no free lunch today. The sign don't say free lunch today. What the sign say? And sure enough, the sign says free lunch tomorrow. You get it, guys? Must I go on? How many days you think they came back to that restaurant trying to get that free lunch? You trying to get that free lunch, man, but I'm telling you. And I told you in that presentation, there might not be a such thing. It's just something you accepted somewhere down the line. I don't know. We accept it. I'm sorry. It just might be a tool that we use. I'll still use it, but I know it's a tool. Kind of different. Makes me feel a little bit more like I'm not a fool. I haven't been fooled. I'm sorry. I haven't been told one thing and that never got straightened out. I did the whole thing, guys. You can go back and look at my illusion thing on this, where I'm talking about here. But you guys, tonight we're doing past and future. You got a past. You got hopes for the future, don't you? This might be of interest to you. Because guess what? There's some people who don't believe there is such a thing. Think about that. I'm going to give you a little music, guys, and I'll be right back. Hang in there. Think about it. This is a call-in show. We'll be right back. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Keep in mind, we're here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, keep in mind, and I'm your host, Gary, if you guys are just coming in. Also, keep in mind that all of our shows are archived. So you can always listen to our shows, even this show, an hour from now or so, will be on my on-demand list. If you're on my site and you scroll down, you'll see that list. And so if you can't stay for the whole show or something like that, you can always go to that on-demand list and you can listen to it at your leisure. Now, tonight, guys, we have another installment of The Illusion. I explained to you, The Illusion is more material than you think. It ain't woo-woo. That's some shit you believe that you should know better. I mean, I don't blame you. I understand. I know how it got that way. But it's time for change. It's time to be on the pulse of that change. And the revolutionaries got to step up. Those people who want to be on the vanguard of change. Keeping their fingers on the pulse. And so, tonight we're talking about another segment of The Illusion called Past and Future. I told you that there were some cultures who have no word for tomorrow. They don't believe such a thing. You do. Now, tonight we're addressing something called the past and future. It's called the past and future. We call it the past we call it the future. It's something that goes on in our mind, right? I have to agree that that when I think about the past, I'm doing something in my head. It's mental. When I think about the future, I'm thinking. So that's mental too. The only thing that's not, I don't have to go to my head to do, that's purposely, is to touch this desk in front of me. Is to see, smell, taste, and touch the world around me right now as we speak. That I got. That I got a handle on. I can't change this idea of the past. I can't change the past. It's gone, right? I can't change the future. Shit, it ain't here yet. I can't put my hands on it. Make no changes. The only thing I can put my hands on. The only thing I think I can change is the furniture in my room. I know I can reach, I can change that. That's here. That's now. That's right now. That's present to me. So, is there a past? Some people believe that there is no such thing. Past is just the present. From a different perspective, from the rearview mirror, or, yeah, looking behind you. You just turned around and looked behind you, mentally. In the future, you just turn and trying to guess what's up in front of you, as far as you can see, anyway. And then you try to guess the rest, I guess. Or envision the rest. All of it is mental. All of it is mental. I don't have to go to my mind. I don't have to get mental. I don't have to think. It doesn't take a thought for me to change the furniture in my room, for me to change my clothes. Because it's right here. I can touch it. I'm in the present. I can do all that shit in the present moment. I can make changes. But we were raised to believe that we have this past. And so we are created out of that past. we were told that we got a future, but there ain't no such thing as tomorrow. I just told you that some people don't even have the word in that language. You do. It's an illusion, it seems, to some. Or no, if anything, it's just a tool for marking time that you use. It's a calendar, it's a watch. It's a tool for marking time. Use it as a tool, because some folks might be right. Anything you got to go up in your head and play around with, past, you got to remember that. Future, you got to envision that. All that shit's going on in your head, that's all mental. Maybe we're spending too much time up there. That's why ain't nothing changing down here. Maybe your reality ain't looking so good because you ain't spending much time here mentally. Your focus ain't here. Your focus is at what happened yesterday or 5 minutes ago. Your focus is what's going to happen 5 minutes from now or a year from now. Tomorrow morning. That's where your head is at, where your focus is at, they say. That's where your power is at. That's where you're, wherever your attention is. You know, anything you want to grow, they say, you give it some attention. It's like your flowers, your children, your pets, whatever. They say anything you want to grow, you give it your attention. You focus on it. Where's your attention? The question is, where do you live most of your time? In your head or in the present? Where do you spend that time? If you spent that time thinking about yesterday or what happened to you 10 years ago, then you spend time in your head. That's the only place you can do that. I guess, unless you can go back in the past, I don't know. If you're spending time envisioning and hoping and praying for something in the future, then that's where your head is at. That's why you didn't see the manhole cover being removed and you stepped into the hole, because you weren't here. You weren't present. Your focus was. Your body was. That's why you fell in the hole. But it's like somebody walking, I saw this video where his sister was walking, this kid was walking along on their cell phone. They were so engrossed in their cell phone, they walked up to this nice little, what do you call those little things with the water in them, a little pond, man-made pond, out in the middle of this, in the center of the shopping center. And she just walked right into it, boom, fell in the water. Wasn't paying attention. So attention is what I'm talking about. Where is your attention? Where is your focus? Where is that energy that comes with giving something attention? If you believe that if you want something to grow, you have to pay attention. You have to give it some attention. Flowers, children, whatever. And so where's your attention? That's what's growing. Is it in the past? And that's what's growing, it would seem. If it's in the future, that's what's growing. You can't give a damn about right now because you got this idea about the future that you just can't wait to get to. That check on Friday or that friend coming over or whatever. Whatever's up tomorrow or down the line that you're waiting on, it's got your attention. Attention is. That's your primary focus. Anything that's happening in the present ain't. Have you ever, most of you guys, have you ever seen anybody wearing VR glasses, virtual reality glasses? Those big glasses you put over your eyes and then you see a whole nother world in there. A metaverse. There's a virtual world in those glasses, right? And you walk in a room where somebody has those glasses on, and you might see them jump. gesticulating one way or another. They'll knock a glass on the table. If there's a glass of water on the table, they will knock it over like they didn't even notice it. And they didn't, because they are responding in the present to what they're seeing, I mean, in the real world, and to what they're seeing in the virtual reality. Responding in reality based off of what they see in the glasses, virtual reality glasses, VR glasses. And so, yeah, in the real world, they're knocking shit over, stumbling, running into stuff, hurting themselves, hurting others, wrecking their lives, wrecking other people's lives. Because they don't know it. They don't realize that what they're responding to is not the present and where their focus is. Their focus is in them virtual, whatever's going on in their head or in those VR glasses. If you think of the VR glasses as your mind in the past or in the future instead of right now, then you can see where when you're playing around in your head with yesterday and tomorrow, to now it's the day is getting past you, baby. You're losing out on the day, the now, the present. You're missing out on it. The clock's ticking. You're waiting on that tomorrow and hoping that work out. Or you're lamenting that past and wishing that never happened, or you could go back and fix that, whatever. And guess what's getting away from you? The only time you can really change anything is in the moment, in the now anyway, because it's the only time anything's right in front of you. That mental shit is future and past and future. That's in your head. That's in the VR glasses. But you spend time there, and you can't help it because what you've been taught. It's more important to worry about the past. And it's more important to you to plan and worry and angst about the future than it is for you to devour the now. That's where your power is. If I didn't want you to have any power, if I didn't want you to have any effect, I'd create a metaverse. If a government didn't want you to have any power or any real effect in the real world, they'd give you another world to hang out in. And that's the illusion. You ain't got to put the glasses on. All you got to do is go in your head and start playing around with yesterday. The same emotions that you occurred when that incident happened will start to come back. And so here you are now. The incident ain't going on. It's a past incident. It's something that happened to you a long time ago. You're right here now, years later. But that emotion, that feeling you felt, whether it was a good one or a bad one, you can play around in your head enough to recall that emotion and bring it right here. And ain't got no business here because it ain't going down now. It went down a long time ago. So that emotion is out of place, first of all. It ain't got no business here. Ain't no threat here. Ain't no joy here. Whatever pleasure or pain you got then, the fact that you brought that emotion along with you to this moment is a waste of this moment. I tell you. Just like that. You got to eat this moment up like it's your like it's your favorite meal. Or you lose it. You can't change your past, right? It's gone. And if you think about it long enough, you can bring the feelings you had back then inappropriately to now. It's called post-traumatic syndrome. Have you ever heard of that? It's called PTSD. PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome. post, meaning it happened a long time ago, after it happened. All right? Post means afterwards. So the trauma is a post-trauma. It was traumatic, but it happened a while ago, in the past, in the post, después de. And so now, you sitting here now, bringing back those emotions to here, this moment, when it's totally inappropriate for this moment. It ain't going on right now. It went on then. That's post-traumatic syndrome, and we all suffer from it. We all carrying shit that happened to us or whatever. We catch some of us carrying hate, and you know what they say about carrying hate? They say carrying around hate is like drinking poison and hoping the person you hate dies. How about that? Drop the baggage. It's the past. It ain't real no more. You got to go to your head to get it. That tells you right there. You got to put on the VR glasses. You got to go to your thoughts to get it. That tells you right there, it ain't real. But why would you bring that emotion to this present? That's inappropriate. That's appropriate then when the trauma went down, yes. But if you keep bringing those post-traumas with you, you're going to bring that emotion with you and you're going to suffer. It seems people suffer from post-traumatic syndrome. And some of it is very severe. You're sitting at the dinner table, sweating and trembling because you were in Vietnam or you was in some war or you was in Afghanistan somewhere and you got separated from the rest of the guys and you could hear voices outside and they didn't sound like Americans. And it freaked you out. You survived it, though. But you're sitting at home now with your family at the dinner table. And you're sweating and shaking just like you were when you were in that hole hiding, making hoping they don't know you're there. That's post-traumatic syndrome. That's bringing those emotions to an inappropriate time and place. And some people suffer severely from that. But I think all of us suffer from that. Every time we go to our head and play with the past, even if we go there to remember something and try to re-experience in our head something that happened that pleasured us or something that happened that hurt us. Drop it. If you believe that the past is real, yeah, keep on doing that. I got news for you, it ain't. Because you can't touch it. If you think the future is so much, it needs your time and attention. If tomorrow or the next 5 minutes from now is the most important thing to you right now, then you ain't here right now. You physically here maybe, but your mind ain't here. You're out of your mind. So I'm just saying in this presentation that let's examine some of the things that we've accepted. And all of these presentations that I labeled the illusion, check them out. They're on my on-demand section, but they all address things that we seem to accept that we should know. We know it's wrong. I mean, just took 5 minutes to look at it again and go, damn, why did they do that? Or why did they say that? Or I go around saying that all the time. I didn't know that was bullshit. Yeah, that's bullshit. That ain't the way the world works. Maybe somebody didn't want you to know how the world works, so they gave you this slogan, this repetitive statement, so it locks into your subconscious. You know what I mean by that? Your subconscious remembers patterns. You don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying I caught myself singing a song, humming a song that I dislike. I was working on my car just humming away. And I realized, God, this is the very song that I, when it first came out, I couldn't stand it. But it came on every day. My radio played it every day. And so one day I'm working on my car and I catch myself humming this song. And that's mean they got me. They got me. I didn't learn till later that some music studios were literally something called payola. They start arresting DJs on these radios, finding them, because they were taking money from music producers, recording studios. They were taking money from them to play a certain record and to play it how often they wanted them to play it. So if you wanted your music played every, your song played every day on the radio, you could go drop a little money down, and over everybody else's music, yours would get played every day. And that was illegal. And so it was called payola among the radio DJs and radio people. And so repetition works. I told you, I'm recalling for you in the beginning of the show, I recall for you several TV commercials on cigarette smoking that you, if you're young enough, you have never seen. But I remember them because they were on TV every day. And you watch a TV series or a TV show every day. That's a pattern, isn't it? Subconscious love patterns. And it'll try to recall and repeat those patterns and miss them when they're not done, when they're out of sync. Remind you of them. Aren't we supposed to be eating about now? Anybody who's ever been on a fast knows that if you're used to eating at noon, your body gets a biological clock going. And at noon, whether you eat or not, your stomach gonna start growling. It's gotten used to eating at this particular time of day. You have to change your routine because your body will start responding to these patterns. It's just the nature of the subconscious mind. And they know that. I've done a whole presentation on why they know more about your mind than you do. And I gave you some nice examples that you can check out for yourself. So, like I said, the illusion is another section that I do. And I just point out several things that are not mystical illusions. It's not magic. It's not hypnotism. Well, subliminal messaging, I guess. But it is shit you can see what they're doing to you. And I decided to just talk about that because I could tell you how much power you have. I could tell you who you are. I could send you to the Christian Bible and have you go to John 10. But doesn't your scripture say that ye are gods? Quote unquote. But I said, no, you'll call me a lie. So what I decided to do is I decided to just talk about what they're doing to you. Maybe that's enough to make you think twice about what you think you know and how you live it. Because it determines how you live in. It determines how you move in this world. All right, guys. So we're moving into our call-in section. I dedicate a whole half of this show for you, my listeners. And so I'm opening up my chat. I'll be opening up my chat. I have a chat room. You can log in the chat room if you got questions. If you have concerns, put them in the chat. If if you'd like to come onto the air, I have a phone number for you. That number is area code 563-999-3531. That should be showing on my site, actually. 563-999-3531. Call me. You go straight on to the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. If you have questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring. I'll be monitoring that chat. All right? This part of the show, I call it Your Time to Shine. Because I dedicated it to my callers, my listeners. I'm going to give you a little time to think about whether you want to make contact, talk about it. And in the meantime, I'm going to give you a little music. Hang on a minute. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Gary. Tonight on Revolutionary Life, we've been talking about the past and the future. Talking about it, not living in it. Talking about the past and the future. Talking about this common psychosis we suffer. We all suffer. Called post-traumatic syndrome. To some extent. Because we carry our past with us. And not only do we remember our past, sometimes we pull those emotions with us too. Now, that's something different. That causes us to act in the present based on, out of, past. And since change is always occurring, since that change is the one thing constant in the universe, since everything is changing even at this moment, if you're still dealing with something that's in the past, and you're losing the moment. You see, if you're still bringing emotions from the past, that's post-traumatic syndrome. I mean, you ain't got to go to the hospital for it, but that's what post-traumatic syndrome, that's the basis for post-traumatic syndrome. It's just severe in more people than others. Oftentimes based on how recent the situation was. That kind of thing. It can vary, but it can be severe, or it can be mild, or it could be normalized, like the one we all suffer from. We're focused. Not only are we focused on the past, we have this ability to bring emotions from the past. Now, sometimes they're good things. They're things we would like to feel emotions. You would like to feel again, a way you'd like to feel. and you remember that feeling. And then you try to, and you remember hard enough, you can literally almost get that feeling. Even if it's trauma, even if it's the worst feeling, if you mess with your head long enough, if you play around up there long enough, you can bring the emotion back again. That's post-traumatic syndrome. That's the definition. It's traumatic. It's post. It's in the past. But you brought it here by thinking about it. You conjured it up. You conjure with your thoughts. It's okay to remember, but if you keep playing around, you bring the emotion back also, the anger or the pleasure. But it's the past, right? Something you can't change if you want to. Same thing. And so tonight, we was talking about the past and the future. I told you that some cultures, they don't even have a language for the word tomorrow. They don't believe it exists. And you can't prove it to them. So why do you? Don't worry about whether they exist or not. Because in this presentation, my best move is to stay in the present. You know, I try to keep my fingers on the pulse. As a revolutionary knows that change is inevitable. Revolution is just change. The revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of change. You might have something to say about how it's shaped when the dust settles. If you're on the ass end of change, you may not have nothing to say about anything. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse. How do you do that? Can't do it thinking about the past all the time. You can't do it depending on the future. No. If you're going to feel your pulse, you have to do it now. Staying in the present is staying in the rhythm of the change. Ride the change like a surfer would. A surfer times a surf, a wave. A surfer synchronizes his moves with the moves of the wave. So he counts 1, 2, 3, 4, jump. And he knows exactly when to make that jump because he's been measuring. He's been counting. He knows the rhythm. He's got the beat down of that wave. And if he can keep up in that rhythm, he knows when to come up, when to jump up, and when to duck down. The ones who don't get slapped by that wave and taken under. Not because they didn't see it, because they wasn't in time with it. They weren't synchronized with it. They weren't playing the rhythm. They weren't following the rhythm. They weren't resonating with it. There's no harmony there. How do you harmonize with the rhythm? You be still in your mind. You don't go to the past. You don't go to the future. You come here. That's where it's going down. If the game of life ain't played in the past and the future, the game of life is played in the present, baby. That's where it go down. At. When it goes down, it's going to be the present. Even when the future goes down, it ain't going to be the future no more. There is no future without the present. There's no past without the present. Anytime you talk about the past, you're talking about 5 minutes ago or 5 minutes from now. Now is where you start to even measure the past or the future. How many years ago? How many years from now? You're starting here. Those things are born out of here. You want a future? Better past? Make a new one. But you can't do that out there. You can't do that in your head. It's hard. I know it's hard to stay present. But that's where your power is. So it becomes a practice. It simply becomes a practice. catch yourself drifting. Catch yourself wandering around in your head and be distracted by your senses, the things around you that you see, smell, taste, and touch. You'll be surprised what reality can bring you when you hear. Why would the, how can the universe bring you your gifts when you ain't home? What's the use of coming by with your gifts when they knock on the door and you somewhere else? You're in the past. You're in the future. How are you going to see it, smell it, taste it when it comes if you ain't here? Because your gifts ain't coming yesterday. They ain't coming tomorrow. When they come, it's going to be now. It's going to be the present moment. When anything goes down, it's the present moment. I'm just saying. Nothing happens except in the present moment. This is where it goes down. This is a hard job. So it becomes a practice. Practice it. I still got my lines open, guys. I still got some time. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. My chat room is open. Questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. So let me give you a little music. It's your time to shine. I dedicate this whole side of the show to my listeners. And so let me put a little music on for you while you think about the possibility. Revolutionary Life, right here on Block Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Gary. You never know what the topic's going to be, guys. So if you're on my site, if you look up to the upper right-hand corner, I think it's the right-hand side of my site, you'll see a follow button. If you click that button, you'll be notified when we're live. Across from that follow button, there's a share button. We got to learn to share, folks. There's a share button. You know, anybody may be interested in these types of presentations in this revolutionary life. Share it. My lines are open. I dedicate half my show for my listeners because things are changing. Good change, we can make the proper change, the appropriate change. We need to have some little clarity here. And the illusion, which is part of this section tonight called the illusion, and several of them, is not allowed, it's the veil. You heard of the veil over your eyes. The illusion is the veil, baby. Not the illusion, not some magical illusion, not some a hologram, a simulation illusion. All that may be true, too, I don't know. But there's some shit that you should know better. But you live your life like you don't. There's some things that are illusionary that are obviously BS. But it's become normalized and we pass it down from generation to generation and we wonder how come things don't change. Or for the better, or whatever. Well, they tell me if you keep doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result, that's a recipe for, that's a definition for insanity. Einstein says you cannot solve a problem from the same mindset on which the problem arrived. Check your mindset. Somebody told you about the past and the future. Because as a kid, you didn't want to hear it. If there was some goodies around, you wanted them now. You didn't want them after I finished my meal. Your mom might say, no, you won't get them until after you finish your meal. There was no after I finished my meal. That was just now for you as a kid. You understood that there was no yesterday or tomorrow. What are these adults talking about? I want them cookies now. What do you mean, wait? What do you mean, don't open the presents to Christmas? And so this waiting, this past and this future, guys, is in question. If nothing else is mental, that's for sure. You got to go up there in your head and play around to see it and to use it, mess with it. So it's not reality. It's VR. It's virtual reality. It's your thoughts. And people have been telling us what to think. Parents, preachers, teachers, TV series, movies, MK Ultra, the government. Folks been telling you what to think since you were a child. Hard to believe you had an original thought, any of us. Maybe we need to shut that mental play down for a minute and come here into the now. Check it out. Here's a poem. Here's a poem about that. I'm trying to think of the author now. Starts with an E. Emerson? Not Emerson. Okay. Anyway, the poem goes like this. It's called God's Little Minute. Look it up, guys. You can tell me who wrote it. excuse me. It's called God's Little Moment. And it goes like this. I've only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. I didn't ask for it. I didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must give an account if I lose it. I must suffer if I abuse it. You see, it's just a tiny little minute. But there's an eternity within it. Live in the moment. That's where your power is. Not yesterday. Not tomorrow. I know it's hard. We've been taught differently. But every now and then, come here. Into the now, where the game of life is played. I want to thank everybody who listened in for listening in tonight. I'm your host, Gary, here at Revolutionary Life. We're here every weekday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're able to, if you weren't able to see the whole, listen to the whole presentation, you know, all of our things are on demand. So if you're on my site, this show, an hour from now, will be on my on-demand list. Just scroll down my site and you'll see that list of all of our previous shows. Thank you again, everybody who listened in, for listening in tonight. And we'll be here tomorrow night. Tomorrow, guys. There's no tomorrow. We'll be here at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'll see you then. Oh. Let me give you a little music as we go out. Good night. Grant, no chance. On a no chance. Ciao.